You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
All right, good morning, everyone. Happy Tuesday.
Morning.
Amongst the team, let's do a bit of a roll call.
All right, let's do it.
All right, I'll start with myself. Stephen, are you here? Present. All right, Ari, are you here?
I'm here.
Crevo, are you here?
Yeah, well.
He's still away. Still under the weather, unfortunately. He's still a little bit sick, so.
I feel so bad for him, the poor fella.
Yeah, I know, I know. He must not be doing well because we know, as you guys do, that Crevo so, so rarely takes a sick day.
Yeah.
So when he is sick, he must be absolutely full. He works too hard, that man.
He does.
That is the crux of the situation. Is
hitting
he works,
breaking point.
Yeah, works himself sick.
Mm.
So he probably needs a couple of days to rest and rejuvenate and get himself back to 100%.
I'm quite jealous, though, because he gets to sit at home all day and cuddle up with his little dog, Molly. Oh, I'm so jealous.
Oh, I know. And you think that when you're here. But when you actually are sick,
yeah,
you're like, man, I wish I was at work.
Yeah, that's exactly
There's
right.
There's nothing
yeah.
worse than being at home and being sick.
Mm.
And Crevo's been setting the alarm still for like 3:30 in the morning to make right. sure he's all right to get up and go.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, oh, no, no good. Mm. So anyway, digress. You and I, Ari, we're pushing on today. You know, plenty of fun to be had, though. Plenty
Heaps.
Of prizes to give away.
Absolutely.
We've got fuel cards. We've got nights tickets.
A whole kit and caboodle.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
so
exciting.
Make sure you stick around. We're going to have a great morning.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, Crevo's still away, obviously.
I know.
And I actually do feel a little bit bad for him.
Why?
Because he missed yesterday all the fun of New FM's Trivia Temptation.
Oh, yes. That's brand spanking new.
Oh, absolutely. Launched this week. Plays right throughout your workday. And, of course, for your 100% live and local drive home with Joel as well.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you hadn't heard this yesterday, essentially how it works is you can trade that useless knowledge in your noggin for some cash moolah.
That's what trivia is.
Slip that in the back pocket. So each question you answer correct, you win yourself $50.
Mm-hmm.
But if you answer a question wrong, any point along the journey, you lose it all.
Ba-bow.
Now, a word of warning for New FM listeners. I had it tuned, you know, into 105.3 New FM yesterday when I was driving out and around yesterday afternoon.
Mm.
And I heard Joel strongly persuade people to risk it all.
Oh, okay.
He's like,
a bit tricky.
He's like, 100. Well, what do you get with that? 150, however. And he's trying to get you. I'm telling you. You got to, you know, if you're happy with what you got.
Stand firm.
Stand firm and don't let him bully you. Because, you know what? I'm on your side. I think he's a little cheeky, Joel. And he's going to try and, I guess, swindle you out as much money as possible.
Mm.
But, of course, we are the station with only local winners. So
yes.
If you want to get involved, like we said, Trivia Temptation plays right throughout the day, including your work day and your 100% live and local drive home.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5.
Morning, Jackie. How's things?
Good morning. Things are great.
You haven't abandoned us, which is nice. I'm like Crevo.
Yeah,
the
like flies this week.
Looking locally this morning, a man charged after hitting two people whilst doing doughies in Port Stephens.
Yes, there has been. So a man's been charged after doing some burnouts in Port Stephens and he's hit two women. So, yeah, this was a 20-year-old woman and a 14-year-old girl that were hit.
Oh,
oh
no.
God.
Yeah, with pelvic injuries and leg injuries. They were taken to the John Hunter Hospital.
That's going to ruin their lives. Seriously, and so young too. Mm. Wow.
Yeah. So, allegedly, it was in a crowd full of people as well that were surrounding and they were standing next to, I believe it was a traffic light.
Mm.
And then that's when they were hit.
Oh,
wow, you think you'd be like kind of safe next to a solid object like a traffic light, wouldn't you?
Yeah, it just goes to show if you don't have control of the car, God knows what can happen.
Absolutely.
Just don't be an idiot on the road. It seems to be so, like it seems to be more and more, you know, incidents like this are happening.
Mm.
Yeah, and it actually, he wasn't arrested on the scene. So officers found him later and he was arrested in Maitland yesterday.
Mm, see, the cops will get you. Mm-hmm. Don't do the wrong thing.
Do not be stupid.
Yeah, exactly. All right, let's change pace a little bit. This is really interesting to me, Jackie. So there's a new study out that's revealed that rental temperatures can actually be unbearable in summer. What's going on there?
Yeah, so this is an Australia-wide study, but they've actually looked at a lot of renters in New South Wales, including in the Hunter. Mm-hmm. And there's 109 people that took part in this study, and it's found that temperatures were averaging above 25 degrees in summer in apartments in New South Wales.
Right.
Yeah.
So what is this basically that the rentals don't have as good access to aircon and stuff like that?
Yeah. So they've looked at a range of different income earners, a range of different renters, and they've found that a lot in New South Wales don't have good insulation or fans or air conditioning throughout the apartments.
Gosh.
Yeah. So that's leaving the overnight temperatures pretty high, and especially through the day. Like, you know how hot our summers can get up to 40 degrees. And New South Wales, actually in the study, was found to have the highest humidity rates as well.
Oh, fabulous. That's
awesome,
I didn't realise it was so bad. Like, I thought it was only, you know, a couple of old properties here and there. But if there's just so many, that's shocking.
No, it is bad. Because I reckon what it is, and, you know, boomers tune out now because this won't make you happy. But for all of us, we're in the generation that looks like we're probably going to rent for the foreseeable future.
Yeah,
owning a house seems like a bit of a pipe dream.
Mm,
but a lot of them have maybe like kind of one aircon in a living room or something like that. But it's not ducted. Mm. You don't get like it into your bedroom or into, you know, other living spaces or working spaces. So that's where the problem comes, is when you're trying to sleep at night.
Mm,
still
absolutely.
So hot and still so humid.
Mm.
You're just sitting there sweating.
Yeah, or you're bringing in your own little pedestal fan into the room.
Let me tell you, they suck.
No, Kmart, $12. They'll look after you.
Oh, and do you want to know the name of the report? You'll love this.
Okay.
Cruel Summer. It's a little bit of a Taylor Swift reference.
Someone do not go after that legally.
UFM.
The Novos.
We've got to talk about something that's just absolutely ridiculous and hilarious all at the same time. I'm very confused by this next topic, and I know Nova Cashrins will be too.
Okay, what's going on?
Direct from the One Nation political party shop. We're talking about Pauline Hanson here, if you haven't caught on already.
Right, what's she done this time?
So she's released a collector's edition line of her own gin and vodkas, and they're called Please Explain.
They're not, are they?
Yeah.
They're not, actually.
It's hilarious. So apparently she's had these out for a while, but these are now the collector's edition. The image branded on the bottle, you know how everyone has their own logos and their own pictures?
Well, I, like many other, I guess, alcohol connoisseurs, always pick my beverage based on the label.
Well, the prettier it is, the more you're probably going to like it.
I actually don't know anything about the drop. So, yeah, the image is important.
Well, you love this one. So the image for Pauline's on the bottle depicts her presenting herself in kind of old housework clothing, like back in the 50s.
Right, okay.
Right, so not like housewife-esque, but I want to say just kind of, it looks like a smock that she's wearing. It's very strange. And she's hand-scrubbing the Australian flag. I'm like, oh, there's some connotations in that, isn't there?
Yeah, she's still trying to hold on so tightly to this, I owned a fish and chip shop one time, or worked at a fish and chip shop one time, whatever she blabs on about, that she's, you know, the everyday woman.
Yeah, the old Aussie battler, if you will.
Yeah.
Yeah, so the thing is, though, she has released this ahead of her 70th birthday this year. So it's in a couple of months.
Is Pauline 70 this year?
70. She looks great, doesn't she?
I thought she was younger than that.
Yeah,
too,
same. So that's probably why she's released this collector's edition, in air quotes there.
Yeah.
The price, though, is also what gets me. She's charging $100 a bottle. $100, as if you're going to Liquorland and going, yeah, I'll pick that up next to the $50 version.
Well, that's it. I guess you'd want it to be top shelf liquor, wouldn't you? Like,
oh,
you want
yeah.
it to be fairly good.
Well, she says it's great.
The problem with spirits like that is, like, I just drink them with a mixer anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just going to have it with some soda water or something.
Yeah.
So it doesn't, I'm not going to fork out $100.
Well, the proceeds are going towards her Please Explain YouTube series. The next series is coming up, so she's going to pay for that.
What even is, there's so many questions here. I didn't even know she had a YouTube series.
Either did I, and I'm pretty sure not many people do. But if you want something to watch on a Saturday night, maybe you should look up that on YouTube and see how you go.
So she's not raising money for, like, charity or for... nah, just
for herself.
Oh, that is so Pauline-esque, isn't it? Unbelievable. I will not be buying, I don't think.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
Now, Stephen, you are wearing a football jersey this morning, which I'm very impressed about.
Yes, sporting my team into Milan. Okay. Well, my team overseas.
Yes.
You know, obviously, Jets first and foremost.
Yeah.
And then when I look to the world game, mm-hmm. I do enjoy a bit of Inter Milan.
Well, speaking of overseas soccer, I've got some great news for you. Dad went ballistic when he had to show me this yesterday afternoon. So he ran out to the dining room table and he's like... Guess what? So his team overseas is Leeds United.
Right? Okay, yeah.
So he was like, check this out. They're now the leaders of the Sky Bet Championship competition.
Yes, so that's just the second tier in England.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So one of the top teams above the black line means that it is a definite promotion to the EPL, the English Premier League, so the top of the top. So Dad is now on absolute edge. So he's like, oh, we've got to watch every game. The boys are back. They've redeemed themselves. Look how far they've gone. Dad's just over the moon. I'm like, Dad, you need to calm down. If you want me to fly you over there so you can watch your team, I will. He's like, nah, I'm good. He hates going overseas, hates flying.
Wow.
But
I hate flying as well, but a free trip over there to go watch Leeds.
Yeah.
I'd take that.
Yeah, well, this is the best Leeds I've ever played, so there you go.
Oh, well, very exciting stuff for him then. I've got a story which I guess is important to the economy of Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
So Tomago has that massive aluminium smelter.
Yeah.
It's the largest in the country. It's also the most efficient, but because it's so big, it does require, doesn't matter how efficient it is, a lot of energy.
Oh, of course, yeah.
So according to some numbers here, it requires a constant 950 megawatts to run normally.
Damn.
More than 8 terawatts an hour, which is the biggest single energy consumer in the country.
Mm.
It uses a lot of power.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, something like that, obviously, the environment is an important issue to lots of people at the moment, Novocastrians included.
Mm.
It said previously that they plan to run green by the end of the decade. They're finally seeming to put their money where their mouth is.
Oh, really?
Set to launch, and this is great news,
yeah,
a massive wind and solar tender. So basically, they, you know, there was talks maybe of nuclear, but nuclear energy takes a long time to set up.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, you know what? It'll be cheaper and easier for us to kind of get this, I guess, massive smelter powered by wind and solar.
Which is like the trend nowadays, isn't it? It's everywhere.
Well, absolutely is, and rightfully so it should be, you know, to try and, I guess, keep this planet green for not only us, but for future generations, mm-hmm. and, you know, it is an important issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it is good that this smelter is, you know, making moves in the right direction, because apparently it supports more than 6,000 direct and indirect jobs in the region. Oh, it's massive, isn't it?
Yeah.
It generates disposable income of almost $500 million annually and $465 million in incremental government revenues.
That's a lot of cheese.
So $120 million of that is captured by the New South Wales government, you know, which goes to, like, well, hopefully, you know, we as people have the power to elect those who we think will spend that correctly. Hopefully goes to stuff that is important to us, schools and infrastructure and stuff like that.
Mm, I wonder what you would do, though, at a job like that. Like, I don't know much about smelters. I don't know much about power grids. I don't know much about anything, really. But, like, that would be interesting to find out what jobs there are.
Yeah, I can't claim to know either.
Mm.
But I feel like there'd be, like, an array of different jobs there, from people who need to run machinery to people who need to clean machinery or clean floors, you know. They might have a cafeteria there that someone needs to work. There's all kinds of jobs, you know. There's also people managers and, I don't know, like I said, 6,000 direct and indirect jobs supported by this aluminium smelter in Tomago.
Mm.
And, you know, that is a massive boost to the economy in our region.
Absolutely.
And I think Newcastle as a region has been so, I guess, benefited by the fossil fuel industry. But I think it's only right that we are at the forefront of the renewable energy industry as well.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think, like, How good's this? Newcastle get behind this.
Innovation.
If a place like the Tomago Aluminium Smelter can do it, who needs, like I said before, 950 megawatts to run normally at all times, then I feel like other companies can follow suit as well. And fingers crossed, we'll have a greener Newcastle in years to come.
Absolutely.
UFM.
De Novos.
Ari, I've got another story in politics about an old white man.
So, like, that's 99%.
Absolutely it is. I mean, well, last week we had this absolute gem.
Yep.
The classic bobcatter grab, of course.
It's my favourite thing in the world.
This time, though, we moved to the US, where, you know, like I said, old white men are trying to make a mark in politics.
Mm-hmm.
This time, though, not Trump, not even Biden.
Right.
It's time for old Bernie Sanders.
Who?
No, Bernie Sanders is like a senator over there.
Yeah,
and he's been
a
prominent figure in, I guess, their politics for years and years.
Yeah.
And I say years and years. He's 81 now. He looks ancient. He honestly, it looks like you could sell him at Crevo's on Clyde.
I'm looking at a photo of him now. Yeah, he's done.
No one would blink an eye if you had him in an antique shop like Crevo's. Honestly, he is so old. And he looks it. He looks every bit of it. He's attempted, though, to leave a lasting legacy. So what he's done is he's gone, oh, I'm about to leave, but I need something that everyone's going to remember me by.
Sure.
So he's put forward a bill to change the work week in America from 40 hours to 32 hours a week.
What? So that's like another day out of the equation? It's like a four-day work week
Four-day work week essentially is what he's proposing here. Now, this comes up every, couple years or so. A story like this gets recycled.
In like nearly every country too.
Absolutely. It's gained praise from Labor advocates. Of course it has. They're like, oh, it's beneficial for workers' well-being, which increases productivity, which is beneficial for employers. The classic, like, it's a win-win-win-win-win for everyone. Anyway, it doesn't look like it's probably going to go ahead. It's going to meet a fair bit of resistance. According to ABC's political analyst, Richard Hall, he said, it's so hard to get anything passed, especially when you have such high levels of polarisation. It doesn't take a lot to stop legislation. So, unfortunately, it feels a bit like a pipe dream.
But it's always been like that for, like, everywhere.
I know. You don't even get your hopes up anymore when you hear this kind of talk, do you?
You just think it's, this is definitely not going to pass through. So what's the point on being like, oh, yes, I can plan my life a bit better now?
As someone who is not a business owner and does not have to pay employees, I'm so for the four-day work week.
Oh, you absolutely would. Yeah.
I feel fresher, I reckon. I feel better. And you know what? If any bosses are listening, I'm way more productive after a long weekend.
Hint, hint.
So hopefully I can get it through. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like this is going to happen. It feels very, and I feel like you remember this, Ari.
Yeah.
It feels very school counsellor election-esque, like when you're in primary school.
Yeah.
So at my primary school, they were called parliamentarians. That was like
fancy.
Yeah, so we had like head boy, head girl, but you also had like minister for sport and minister for arts and craft and stuff like that. Anyway, I remember going for my speech to be a parliamentarian.
Mm.
You do the classic, like, if I am elected, there will be lemonade out of every bubbler in the school. You know, like all your promises you make.
Yeah.
It feels like Bernie's on the way out and he's done the equivalent of there'll be lemonade in the bubblers.
Yeah.
Promising a four-day work week, which unfortunately will never happen.
Kudos for him for trying, though.
Yeah, I guess all you can do is try, but try harder, Bernie. That's what I think.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
Hey, some good news for all of us Novocastrians who like a bit of a cheeky drink on a Friday night or a Saturday night, like that.
So, all Novocastrians.
All of us, yes, definitely. So, coming very soon is a new small bar about to pop up in Newcastle CBD along Hunter Street there. It's called, though, Roxanne.
Roxanne.
That's interesting, right? So it's launched their Instagram page. There's not much on it at the moment, but it kind of boasts like this artsy film noir kind of theme.
Right, so, okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be like a speakeasy or anything, but yeah, there's no hard and fast details about it just yet. However, There are rumours it's meant to open at the end of this month, so that's very exciting.
It sounds kind of like the artsy sort of bar that's willing to charge you $25 for a cocktail.
I'll try 30 plus, I reckon.
Feels like not a cheap night out. Without knowing any of the details,
yes.
Is it like a pop-up bar? Has it actually got a shop front?
Or? No. It's like based at one of the old Heritage Bank buildings there somewhere.
Yeah.
But it is meant to be still a small bar. It won't be that big, so I reckon it'll be quite the popular packed spot.
Well, a small bar like that always feels packed, which is good.
Yeah,
like, even when you go in kind of down periods, as long as there's other people in there, it always kind of brings atmosphere and brings a vibe, which is exciting, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, so something we can dress up in and feel fancy at. So I'm excited. So as a team, we were discussing yesterday what's coming up with our Easter holidays, you know, what are we doing, whatever. And our producer, Chippy Frappell, Scott Chippy Frappell, he was saying that he's heading down to Canberra. But then it got us talking about we all had the typical Canberra school holidays back in school times. You know, when you're in like year five, year six. I know you're from the West Coast.
Yeah,
no,
don't worry.
Doesn't apply to you.
I still went down that novelty slide at Questacon or whatever it is, the big metal one. Don't worry, I didn't miss out. This is an experience for me as well.
Yeah, well, the Canberra school camps, they were a staple back in the day, weren't they? We all experienced them. But Scott actually joins us in the studio here. Scott, there were some stories that you told us yesterday afternoon that just sounded like an absolute mishap and a half on your school camps.
Oh, look, talking about Canberra was just a wave of, I forgot that even happened. The big one for me was I remember on year six camp, we had a girl who was laying in the top bunk of her bed. In the middle of the night, she rolled out, fell on the floor and broke both her wrists the day we were going skiing.
Oh, that sucks. So she had to miss out.
And she missed out. Look, I shouldn't be laughing, but in hindsight, that's pretty funny.
Oh, my God.
How's this? That's actually just reminded me. And if you do have a story, 49674105, and win yourself $100 fuel cards for telling us your school camp disasters.
Yeah.
Speaking of broken arms, I remember as a rite of passage over west, we used to go to Rottnest Island a little bit, where the little cute quokkas are.
Lovely.
Anyway, went for like muck up day for year 12 before exams.
Oh, right.
Anyway, we hired bikes and we were riding around Rottnest Island, quite like a hilly terrain.
Yeah.
Anyway, this bloke in my year came off his bike, broke both arms and couldn't take his HSCs.
Oh, my God.
He couldn't take his exams.
That's horrific.
Yeah, I know. Pretty bad, isn't it?
Oh, got him out of HSC.
Yeah, but you've been working hard all year. Anyway, 49674105. We move into the territory of what went wrong at school camp. Maybe you got left behind. Maybe there was a broken bone.
Maybe you fell off a rock wall.
Yeah, you know, all this kind of stuff happens. Yeah. Another one for me is like out of a movie, basically. I remember year 9 or year 10 or something like that, I was at school camp with some of my mates. Anyway, they snuck into the shower block while I was having a shower, nicked all my clothes and locked me out of the room. I had to run around naked.
That would have been a treat for everyone's eyes, I can assure you.
Absolutely not. And certainly not a treat for me at the time. Still traumatised a little bit.
That's hilarious. But yeah, like we said, 49674105, if you've got a camp story, school camp story mishap, doesn't matter what year you're in, if it was you, one of your mates, even a teacher, we won't tell anyone else.
You get in touch with the show on the socials. So at the Novos _ on Instagram, or on Facebook, the New FM Facebook page. Kirsty has messaged us in and said, split my pants during the talent show at year 9 camp. Safe to say, I wasn't at that school much longer after that.
Oh, poor thing. That's horrifying.
Absolute disaster, isn't it?
Yeah, no, I couldn't stand that. Yeah, you'd have to move towns, you'd have to move countries. Like, you could never see those people again.
Kids are so savage as well. They absolutely will never forget. Let's go to the phones, 49674105. Salamander Bay is where we head. Belinda, what's your school camp disaster story?
Yeah, I got sent off to a confirmation church camp before I had to get confirmed and I didn't want to go.
Right.
And typically me hanging out with the lads up a tree fell out and gashed my leg on the way down and ended up with 38 stitches.
38?
Oh, my God.
And the local GP was my neighbour and he was on a nice Sunday sesh, so let's just say the scar's not so great.
Still living with it, are you? Now, here is my question for you, Belinda. Did you still have to do your confirmation, or did you manage
I got out. Oh, I had to do confirmation, but I got out of the camp, so, yeah.
That's not a bad trade-off, is it?
You know what? No, yeah, that's not a bad result. We'll kind of try and heal the wounds you've got there as well. $100 worth of free fuel. How's that sound?
Yeah, great. Awesome. Yeah, good
perfect
stuff.
Yeah, go on your way. No dramas at all. It is that easy. Of course, the station with only local winners.
1, 2, 3.
On new FM. This is the Novo's Three of a Kind.
Yeah, Knights tickets up for grabs.
Here we go.
I mean, it's the easiest way to win in town and only local winners here on New FM. So, of course, if you want to get involved, 4967 4105, we need 2 Novocastrians on the air to battle it out in this game of wit, speed and intelligence, which we coin... Three of a Kind.
Yes.
Like we said, double passes for the Knights up for grabs today. We'll meet the contestants who are vying for said prize.
Yeah.
We'll head to Mamong Point first. Tennille, how's things?
Good, thanks.
Are you feeling excited, ready to go?
Yes, I am.
All right, lovely. Well, who is going to try and rip these tickets out of Tennille's hands?
Let's meet Michael in Wall's End. Good morning, Michael. How you doing?
Oh, fantastic. And yourself?
Great.
Not quite fantastic, I don't think, but I'm getting there. I'm pretty good. I'm glad to hear you're fantastic, though. Let's get into this, because, of course, one of you would be walking away with Knights tickets, which will make you both a lot better, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, the scoring works 1-2, best-of-3. And you guys do have to remember, your name is your buzzer. So let's test everyone's buzzer first and foremost. Tennille, can you go first for us?
Tennille.
Lovely. Michael, next.
Michael.
Lovely. Ooh, all the beautiful technology seems to be working.
They sound a bit serious too, don't they? They're ready to go.
Oh, they don't want my obligatory small talk. They're ready to just play.
Yeah, so, come on, Stephen, get into it.
Let's get into this. Best luck, both our contestants. First one for the two of you is Holden, Toyota, Mazda.
Tennille.
Tennille. Quickest, yep. I think.
Cars
is correct. I'll absolutely take that. So that is one on the board for you.
Excellent.
Well done. Okay. Michael, you need this to stay alive. The next one is Frizzell, best Ponga.
Tennille.
Tennille was quickest there.
Knights players.
Oh, you got
that is
it.
Correct. Well done, which means, of course, you are off to the Knights. Well done. Congratulations. A double pass coming your way.
Thank you very much.
No stress at all. Only local winners. And Michael, as our runner-up, do you want to try again tomorrow?
Absolutely.
Yeah. We'll, don't you worry. We will get you to the Knights before the end of the week.
New FM. The Novos. The Novos.
There's this new story that's popped up, of course. It's part of my favourite pun where I say we move to the dead part of town. Of course, I'm talking about...
Sorry, it's the closest I had to, like, ghost music.
Fair enough. I'm talking about the Sandgate Cemetery, which is just down the road from us here at the Sandgate Bunker at the studio.
It's across the road, actually.
Literally.
We're a stone's throw away.
We pass it every single day. So plans have now been lodged for at least 3,000 more plots at the Sandgate Cemetery, includes a southeast and northern expansion. So basically, places that we could put more tombstones and burial plots, basically.
Would you like to, you know, God forbid one day when the inevitable happens and your time comes, Sandgate Cemetery at the top of your list of where you want to, you know, be laid to rest?
No, however, if this expansion goes the way I want it to, so I would have, if I was to be buried there, I would want a bright pink tombstone, huge. Right. I would want, like, the biggest plot.
Look at me. Centre of attention, even in the grave.
No, but I just like colour. Yeah, who am I kidding? Yeah, of course I want to be the centre of attention. But you could imagine that if you're going to make so much more room for these plots, right, you'd be going, oh, I want the best of the best. The cream of the crop, I'd want the biggest plot there.
So what are you thinking? Instead of, like, 3,000 new lots,
yep,
they should do, like, 1,500 new lots.
Yeah, make them, like, double the size.
But double the size?
Absolutely. If I want to be laid to rest, I want to be in ultra comfort with the best things imaginable.
Interesting. Mm. Interesting. I think it's so crazy that we do run out of room for things like this, you know, that we need to expand. Mm. Like, I don't know. And I guess lucky for both you and I, both in the early stages of our life, both quite young. So this is stuff we're not thinking about just yet.
But this is a serious problem. It's like a big fear of a shortage of places to lay your rest.
Well, people spend thousands and thousands of dollars on this sort of stuff.
Yes.
Like, honestly, just on a whim, if you get, like, if we get, we're like, oh, new plot, new burial plot, in Sandgate.
Yep.
Let's give one away. I reckon it would go, like, absolute wildfire.
Yeah, it would.
People go crazy for this sort of stuff.
Mm.
I think, like, I'm like, for me, I'm dead. So do whatever you want with me. You know, when my time comes.
Yeah, you're
honestly,
that person.
Couldn't bother me. If you want to burn me, that's fine. If you want to bury me, that's fine. What's it called? Cremate, sorry.
Yeah, that's good.
Not
say.
Burn. That's the scientific term. Sorry. La-di-da with your science words. No, you know, like, for me, my time's done. So it doesn't bother me at all. But a lot of people get really, like, superstitious about this sort of stuff,
absolutely.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, there you go. There will be some more room at the Sandgate Cemetery very, very shortly. So hopefully it won't be quite as cozy as it is now.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos.
All right, I'm going to get up on my soap a little bit here, Ari.
I love it when you do this,
Now, I want to say this with the preface that I know this is a public place. I know people could use the space however they want. Yes. Which makes this complaint very, I guess, self-centered and, like, self-indulgent. But anyway, I'm going to make the complaint nonetheless.
Okay.
I was at Revo Charlestown yesterday.
Oh, your
gym. Yeah, the gym I usually attend. Mm-hmm. While I was there, there's a kid in a school uniform who had a bucket hat on and sunnies on sat on his phone for the whole hour and a half I was there.
Seriously, so is it like sitting on one of the equipment?
He was sitting on one of those big medicine balls.
Oh,
and he was kind of like rocking back and forth on it. But it'd be a stretch to call it a stretch, if you pardon the pun. He was not doing any sort of real exercise on it.
Do you reckon he was like waiting for a mate or a parent or something?
I don't know. I reckon I felt like that lady was interviewing Corey Worthington back in the day. You know, take your sunglasses off. I felt I don't know. And obviously, normally, it doesn't bother me, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
But I was having a particularly hard workout.
Yes.
Felt like throwing up. And when I looked up, I just went, this kid is winding me up sitting here.
Yeah.
I don't know why. He wasn't doing anything wrong, really. Take your hat off. Take your sunnies off. Do some work. What are you doing just sitting in the gym?
Look, I'm going to be right there with you. It grinds my gears when people just sit on, like, the weighted bar equipment seats and whatever, and they just sit there for 20 minutes doing nothing.
Do your work, go home. Anyway, rant over.
UFM. The Novos.
Debate we've got raging at the moment about, I've seen this photo basically going viral, surveillance cameras on the beach.
That's crazy, hey. I never thought that would happen.
So for a bit of context, this photo has gone viral online. Yep. It's like this beach in China, which has got surveillance cameras dotted up and down the coast.
Wow.
Now, this has caused a lot of outrage, but a lot of the discourse, I suppose, is people going, it's China. China's crazy. China does this sort of stuff all the time, you know? Mm-hmm. Would never happen in a country like Australia.
I wouldn't put it past us, to be honest.
Well, it has happened a lot closer to home than you think.
Right.
So, late last year, down the M1, I was doing a bit of research.
Yeah.
In Sydney, Oak Park in Cronulla installed security cameras or surveillance cameras to monitor the adjacent beach and surf conditions at the unpatrolled Shelley Beach.
So, is this just to check what the waves are doing, right?
This is what they said. Council was questioned, though, on how close one camera was to public dunnies. Apparently, they could look right into said public facilities. Now, the council has responded and said the cameras are focused on maintaining surveillance of our coastline and is not capable of recording images in the adjoining amenities block.
Right,
it has still got a lot of people fired up, though.
Oh, it's firing me up already.
And when you look at the comments, it seems to be fairly split. So this is what we want to do. 4967-4105. Do you think it's right or wrong to have surveillance cameras on our beaches here in Newcastle? And we've got such beautiful beaches here. We're a beach town.
Yes.
So this would affect us more than most people in the country.
Definitely.
If they were to start implementing this sort of stuff.
So what are your thoughts on this, Stephen?
You know, like, I think it probably is a good way to keep more people safe. Like, there are lots of beaches in our region that aren't patrolled. You know, that they don't have lifeguards there, or that lifeguards are only available in a small little kind of section of the beach.
Okay.
So I feel like if you could use cameras to, like, be watching and be able to send help, or, you know, be able to close beaches if they become unsafe or if shark sightings or whatever it is, I think that's better for the population. It's better for the general public. I also think as well that it could be good to have evidence of crimes that happened and stuff like that there.
Like theft or assaults or something.
Yeah, I'm actually not that opposed to cameras on the beach. It's a public place, I think.
Okay, that's interesting. I hear what you're saying, and I get you, but at the same time, I'm a big hater with these surveillance cameras type of thing. Like, I think it's a really rude invasion of privacy, so I can't stand it. So I'm a big no-no for that. Thank you very much.
You've got your tinfoil hat on by the sounds of it.
What are they going to do? We don't know what they're going to do with the footage.
Look, I think at the end of the day, it's a public space and you're going out into the public.
Yes.
So what have you got to hide? You know? Like,
well, nothing. But
exactly.
At the same time,
so what's the point? What's the issue with cameras being there?
I don't like to be watched. That's the thing. Like, I don't want to not know I'm being watched. It's like those cameras that you have in shops sometimes and you go, what are you doing with that footage?
Are you the same kind of person who puts like a little bit of electrical tape over their camera on their phone?
No, but that's a good idea.
Anyway, 4967-4105. Want to get Newcastle's opinion on if we think it's right or wrong to have these surveillance cameras dotted up and down the coast. Mm. Like we said, it's happened in China. It looks like it's happened in Sydney as well.
Oh, should we bring it to Newcastle? I think not.
Newcastle could be next. 4967-4105, weigh in, and it could win you a double pass to go see the Knights this Sunday. We'll head to Fletcher first. Good morning, Hayley. What are your thoughts on these cameras?
Morning. I think it would be a great idea, especially for the safety of people. And if it's going to save someone's life, well, what's a camera?
Well, that's it. And you're out in public anyway, aren't you? So, like,
that's it.
It's not like it's the privacy of your own home.
Yeah.
You're still against it, Ari.
I can see it for like the benefit of, you know, if someone, you know, gets hurt, you know, can follow it up with some, you know, visual evidence. But, yeah, I don't know. I just still feel like it's an invasion of privacy. But that's just my opinion. Let's go now and we'll head over to Rutherford. Let's go and talk to Trish. Good morning, Trish. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, no, I don't think there's anything wrong with it because stuff gets stolen off the beach all the time and kids go missing and all that. If they've got the surveillance of that, they might be able to find them easier.
Okay.
There you go. Another one who's like, you know what, the safety comes first, and if we can save a life and stuff like that, then happy days.
All right, okay, I'm seeing what you're saying. All right.
All right, we'll see if we can go to one more. We'll head to Hamilton, beautiful part of the world. Peter, what are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, I agree with the no-votes for sure. If, you know, you're out in the public, it'll protect people on the beach and in the water. And the bottom line is if you're not doing the wrong thing, you haven't got a thing to worry about and you can feel safe.
I tend to agree. And you know what? I am in charge of the tickets. Are you a Knights fan, Peter?
I are.
Yeah, you are. All right. Double pass going your way. Congratulations.
Good on you, mate. Thank you.
No, thank you. There you go. Newcastle says they are all for these surveillance cameras along the beach.
Interesting. All right. I might have to rethink my perspective then.
Well, it looks like you might be not going to the beach for a while, Ari. Stay at home.
You're waking up with the Novos live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local as. And on the air now.
And we're all aware that New FM is the station with only local winners.
Indeed.
I mean, see, about 10 minutes ago when Peter and Hamilton walked away with a double pass to go see the Knights this Sunday.
God, it's good.
If you missed it, though, fret not, all right? Calm yourself to a panic because yesterday we launched New FM's Trivia Temptation, which plays right throughout your workday. Mm-hmm. Also plays for your 100% live and local drive home with Joel.
Brand new game.
Player beware, right? Because I was listening yesterday. If you haven't heard how this works, it's basically said trivia questions. Each one you answer right, you get $50.
Excellent.
If you answer a question wrong, though, you lose all the money.
Yeah.
So you got to try and bank it before that question comes out.
It's so risky.
Well, if you're playing with Joel, I was listening yesterday, Arvo. I was saying this to you earlier, Ari.
Yeah.
He will try and tempt you. He is a cheeky man. He's devious and cunning.
He winds you up. He's
like, oh, are you a man or a mouse, are you? Huh? I don't know. Like the competitive spirit in us and over Castrians.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, I'll show him.
He plays on it. He feeds off of it, doesn't he?
I know. Don't let him bully you. Don't let him get in your head is all I'll say. Of course, we do play right throughout your day. So you have chances through the workday with Scott Chippy from Pell.
Mm-hmm.
You'll also have chances with Joel for your 100% live and local drive home. It's only local winners on New FM.
Something that I wanted to bring up with you, Stephen, right, is I'm starting this new thing this week. It's from tomorrow. So my partner and I, Mitch, will be moving in together.
Right, yeah. Okay.
So for those who don't know, just a bit of background for you. Myself and Mitch, we don't live together. Obviously.
Yeah.
So we have separate homes, but we only live a couple minutes away from each other. So it's not like we're doing long distance anymore. But because, you know, he's got the house to himself for a couple of weeks, his parents have gone on holidays, whatever.
Okay.
It gives us some space to actually live together and test out the waters on what life is going to be like for our future years.
So let me get this right, because I feel like you have clickbaited me a little bit here.
Okay.
You're not permanently moving in with Mitch.
No.
This is a temporary situation.
Yeah, for the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
We'll be moving in together. Okay, so I'm moving into his place, but this is my time to practice being a housewife.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
So what you're seeing, this is like a trial shift situation.
Yep, before the proposals happen, before we get married and stuff like that, you know, we're not engaged or anything, but this is my time to shine, to audition for it.
It's such a shame Crevo's not here today.
Right.
And he's away ill. He will be back soon.
Yeah.
But, like, he is a happily married man.
True.
So he'd probably be the best judge of this sort of stuff.
Yeah, he'll be able to give me some tips.
I can try, though. I'm in a happy relationship as well. And I live with my partner.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can maybe try and give you a few tips and tricks and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
What do you see as the most important aspects you've got to get across in this kind of little time you're living together?
This might be stereotypical, but I want him to see that I'm the best cook and cleaner he will ever see.
Do you not want to, on the contrary, see that he's a good cook and cleaner as well?
Well, that's true. Yeah, he has to audition for it just as much as what I do.
That's what I mean. Like, duties like that should be equally shared.
Mm.
And if you do all of it early, just to, you know, show him that you are a clean person, an organised person, you don't find out how clean and organised he is.
Mm.
Like, I reckon when me and Siobhan first moved in together, she was like, Stephen's the first one to clean the bathroom. Now, she didn't tell me this, but she wanted to see how long I was willing to leave it before I clean the bathroom.
Okay, this is a good test.
Yeah, so this is what I mean. Like while you do want to show that you are a clean person, this is also a time to figure out things about Mitch as well, because it's as much, like you said before, an audition for him as it is an audition for you.
Well, the thing is, though, when I was trying to ask him, you know, oh, what days should we do this? What days should, you know, we'd be staying here, and then I've obviously got my own house as well, so I've got to still go back and forth every now and then.
Yeah.
But I said to him, look, since I'll be moving in with you for a while, I finish work before you do, so I'll be able to get things done by the time you get home. That means, like, vacuum the floors. And I said, what do you want for dinners, babe? I'll cook for you. So, like, this is, and he was so ecstatic, right? So he's like,
of course, best situation ever.
So, yeah, this is my little trial for when we eventually do, you know, get married.
Yeah, my only advice to you is you are working full-time, Ari.
Yeah.
You're a hard-working lady. Don't let him make you do all the stuff, you know? Like, make sure he's pulling his weight in other areas, other facilities, I suppose, around the house then.
All right. Okay. I'll make him mow the lawns then.
Yeah, make him do that.
Clean the toilets, Mitch.
I'm worried for you, but hopefully it goes well. I'm sure we'll get a couple updates in weeks coming.
New FM.
The Novos.
The Novos.
One of, I guess, the world's biggest celebrities found themselves in a bit of hot water. Madonna has done an oopsie doopsie.
Oh, what's she done now?
So, obviously, Madonna is a performer through and through, like a proper entertainer.
She's getting on in years too, though.
She is. But, you know, the show must go on. And she, of course, has never let that stop her and her endeavour to, I guess, try and get an excited and engaged crowd.
Yeah, of course.
So, in her pursuit of a hype crowd. She was demanding her fans to stand and dance. You know, she was like, everyone get up and about. Let's go.
Yeah, this is the song.
How good.
Yeah.
So this is what she was quoted saying. Take this ride with me. What are you doing sitting down over there? What are you doing sitting down? Now, she was pointing at a fan.
Oh, no. She's called someone out?
She has called someone out in the crowd who was sitting. This fan, turns out, was Vanessa Gorman, who is a paraplegic.
No way.
Oh, absolutely in the mud. Madonna has bottled this like you wouldn't believe. She went on to say, oh, okay, politically incorrect. Sorry about that. I'm glad you're here.
Mm.
But I feel like her apology, as much as the action, has caused outrage online.
Oh, would have.
Because as soon as you say, and this is a tip for Madonna, and a tip, I guess, for like the older generation who's trying to navigate this sort of stuff as well. As soon as you say you're apologising for something because it's not politically correct, you are in the wrong. You have to be apologising for it because you believe it's wrong.
That's
intrinsically.
Exactly right.
Even if you don't believe that.
Yeah.
You have to say that. You cannot mention the words politically correct because the internet will come for you like you would not believe.
I think she was kind of risky there because as if you would want to point out a single fan. I mean, when you're on stage, those lights are bright in your eyes, so you can't technically see everyone in the crowd.
The other thing as well, which you mentioned earlier, is Madonna is getting up there in age a little bit, right?
Her eyesight's probably not the best.
Well, and also she's been doing this for a while. And her fans have been fans of her for a while as well.
Yeah.
And they're probably one slip away from a hip replacement, some of her fans. You know, their knees probably not as good as they used to be, you know, when they were younger and, you know, going to concerts more frequently.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you do need to take a little break. Like, we saw it when Blink 182 came to Australia.
Yes.
A lot of the people, even in their kind of like late 20s, early 30s, are like, God, I can't concert like I used to. I can't gig like I used to. The knees are giving up. The back's giving up.
Stand up. Yeah.
So I feel like Madonna is, I guess, ambitious, assuming that her fans will be able to stand for the duration of her whole concert. Anyway, Vanessa, who is the fan that was called out, the paraplegic, doesn't think Madonna was being mean, and she's not offended by the singer's action. She's gone on to say, some people are in wheelchairs and they can stand. She has no idea I was paralysed.
No.
So, seems like Vanessa had a good time. She's not offended. All's well that ends well, I guess, and we just move on. But Madonna, you're not as young as you used to be, and neither are your fans. So, I don't know, give them a bit of leeway, I think.
You're waking up with the Novos, live across Newcastle and the Hunter. They're local ass. And on the air now.
So, on Saturday, Ari.
Yeah.
I had my first pre-season game for the mighty Cardiff Hawks.
How did it go?
Yeah, it went well. So it wasn't the team's first preseason game. Mm-hmm. I've just been a little bit absent, shall we say.
Yeah, you barely go to training, mate.
Yeah, my preseason starts in March.
Right, okay.
And we're in March now, so before my preseason starts. Anyway, the team went well, resounding win.
Ooh.
But the game has cost me a trip to Coles and Waratah Village on the way home from work today.
Yeah.
Because since that game, I've been absolutely flogging the aloe vera.
Oh, why?
I got burnt like you wouldn't believe on my shoulders.
Have you not learnt what the Australian sun is like?
Hey, and you know what? Like, ask anyone in the team. I am super conscious of sun safety.
Huh?
Always put the zinc on. I've always got sunscreen on. I think I just must have been hibernating in the off-season and I've just not seen any sun at all. So even through my sunscreen-applied skin, managed to burn me somehow.
Oh, bless.
Anyway.
Maybe you're sweating too hard. You sweat it all off.
Maybe I did sweat it all off. That's what I'll run with in the future, and I'm upset I didn't think about that earlier.
Oh, dear.
So I was doing a bit of a scroll on Facebook and came across the Mayfield, you know, Facebook, one of their, you know, community
pages.
Group pages type things.
Yeah.
There's a post there, and it reads like this. Hey, Mayfield, team are quoting in the area again this week. Get in touch via Facey or through our website if you would like a goat quote.
A goat? What?
A goat.
What's that for?
This has come from Hunter Valley Goat Hire, and you can use a goat to mow your lawn.
No, wait.
How cool is this?
So it's like any type of kind of grazing animal, like a horse or a goat or a cow or something. So that's why some people don't own mowers, is because they have these farm animals. So you're telling me that you could hire a group of little goats to mow your lawn with their teeth?
Absolutely you can. What? Now, I think this is so cool. Obviously, it would take longer than a mower.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I think it'd be less of an inconvenience because mowers, even if they're there for like an hour at your house,
yeah,
so loud all the time. You actually can't do anything for that hour.
Yeah, what if you're trying to nap?
Well, that's it. Mm. Goats, they just go about their day. They're not noisy, you know. They just sit there grazing, having a good time. Feels like a win-win for everyone.
I don't know about this because goats scare me, so I don't think I'd be able to deal with it.
Well, they're in these pens, right? Yeah. So, and they're looked after, obviously, by a herder who, you know, will, like, be in charge of the goats.
A wee shepherd.
Anyway, it feels like, I don't know, I'm not sure how much lawn care usually costs.
Yeah.
But the current cost is approximately $1 per square metre.
That's not bad.
So that feels like fairly reasonable.
Okay.
And there's all these kind of different packages you can get. I've had so much fun this morning on the Hunter Valley Goat Hire website. So you can hire goats weekly.
Oh.
So, like, they just stay at your house for the week.
Oh, yeah. So you get your lawn done.
Absolutely. It's $20 per goat with a 2-goat minimum. I can just stay there all week. So you get pet goats, like for 2 pet goats for a week for $40.
Well, if you've ever wanted one, I suppose this is a good trial.
I think that's pretty fun. They've also got free grazing available. What I mean free grazing is they're not like locked up in a pen or anything. If you've got like a nice big block out rurally maybe somewhere or, you know, out in the valley.
Beautiful.
Or they've got cell grazing if you're in the burbs where they've got these little like movable cells where they're like, all right, you work on this patch now. And then we'll move the cell and you work on that patch later. And that's to stop the goats like running onto the lawn or, you know, like finding themselves in danger.
That's, whoever came up with this is a genius. I reckon there'd be some really interesting Novocastrians taking this on.
Dollar per square metre feels reasonable. And you get, like, can you go out there and pat them while they're working?
Surely.
I don't know. I feel like if you can pat them, it is worth absolutely every cent. And Crevo, I hope you are listening while ill, so you can hire these to come to your place and look after your lawn.
UFM.
De Novos.
I feel like a bit of a broken record because I remember saying yesterday that Crevo will be back tomorrow. And he lied. I'm hoping, fingers crossed, he'll be back tomorrow, actually, for real this time. He's just been dealing with a bit of a flu, bit of a bug. Yeah, fingers crossed he'll be back on deck very shortly. But other than that, we're done and dusted for the day.
I know. Another Tuesday down.
Well, I really hope he comes back because it's hard work pressing all the buttons.
It is.
He normally does that.
I mean, it doesn't sound like it is. I mean, to all the outsiders, they're probably like, oh, you guys should just be quiet. Your job's not hard.
Well, because Crevo's so seamless with it. You know, you can't hear him doing all that sort of stuff. I feel like you can hear me thinking about it all as I'm going. Anyway, it'd be nice to have Crevo back. We are done for the day. Of course, make sure you stick around because we are the home of only local winners here on UFM.
Indeed.
And we've got our trivia temptation, which was launched yesterday.
Yes.
You can win yourself some, I guess, tax-free money. You know, taxman doesn't even know about that. Yeah. Cash in your back pocket.
$50 a question.
Right throughout the day. That's it. $50 a question. Each one you get right is more money in the bank. But if you get a question wrong, you lose it all. We play right throughout your work day with Scott Chippy from Pell. We also play with Joel for your 100% live and local drive home.
If I were you, though, I'd play with Scott because he's the one that's going to maybe give you a bit easier questions.
You reckon?
Not lead you on and,
You reckon Scott's the weak link in the station, you reckon? The softie?
Joel just wants to make you risk it to get the biscuit, I think. So you might be safer throughout your work day.
Either way, there's plenty of money to be won. So make sure you stick around. Hope everyone has a lovely day, you know, the rest of your Tuesday. And we will chat to you for Hump Day tomorrow.
Perfect.
See you later.
Bye.
That was the Novos. You want more, right? Sure. Just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.